Yerushalmi printed in Bavli, Shkalim, Daf Yud Dalad. We begin in the foot of page Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Nechunya Choyfe Shechin. Nechunya Choyfe Shechin, Sheye Choyfe Shechin Uma'ois, Vahavayada Hai Dein Kef Mekorao, Maya Vahaydin Kef Ispe Shav Uve, Vahadhechen Shav Uve Mataya. The Mishnah taught that Nechunya would dig the ditches. He would dig ditches and caves, and he would know which rock flows cold water, and which rock had heat underneath it, and how far the heat would reach. Amar Reb Elezer, Umeis Benoi Betzama. Reb Elezer says that his son died of thirst. Amar Rabbi Hanina, Manda Amar Rachmana Vatron Yitvatron Bnei Maaya, El Amarech Ruchei Vagavidei. Rabbi Hanina said that one who says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu overlooks, his innards will be overlooked. Rather, Hashem lengthens his anger and exacts his punishment later. Am Rabbi Acha Ksiv Usfivav Nisara Moed Medagdegi Mohen Kuchut Asara. Rabbi Acha said the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Perek Nun Pasuk Gimel, and around him it storms furiously. Hashem is particular with the Sadikim, who are those who are around him, even over a hair's breadth. Am Rabbi Yosi, which is a Lomitara Ze'ela Min Madach Siv, Renohu Al Kol Sivivav, Moiroi Al Koivim, Yose Min Arachokim. Yosi said it's actually learned from the following Pasuk, and that's in Tehillim, Perek Peites Pasuk Ches. He inspires awe upon all around him, and his fear is upon those who are close to him more than those who are distant. Rabbi Chagai, Shem Rishmo Bar Nachman, Masa Bechoset Echad Shaya Choyfer, Boyos Shechel Ma'oris La'ivim Meshavim. Rabbi Chagai, quoting Rishmo Bar Nachman, said that there was once a pious man who would dig pits, ditches, and caves to supply water for passers-by. Pamachas Haisa Bitoi Oiveres Linose, Veshat Fanaho, Haven called Amma Aladin Legabe Born Menachmate Velaikibel Eluya Mathnachma. Once his daughter was passing to get married and she was washed away by a river. Everyone went to visit him to try and comfort him, but he didn't accept it. Alwe Pinchas Ben Yo Elegabe by Menachmate Velaikibel Eluya Mathnachma. But Pinchas Ben Yoah went to try and comfort him, but he didn't accept it. Amaloin Deinhu Chasit Choin. Pinchas said to the people, "This is your righteous one." Amulei, Rebbe, kach v'kach haya oise, kach v'kach, ira le. They replied, "Rebbe, he did this, and this, and this, and this happened to him." Amar, ef yishayi mechabed es boiroi b'mayim, v'hu mekapchoi b'mayim. But Pinchas said, "Could it be that he honored his creator through water, and he punishes him through water?" Miyad nafla havor b'ir, immediately a rumor went throughout the town that the man's daughter had come. Ifta ami besuchsa is aris, ifta ami malach yorad kudemus v'pinchas ben yoye v'itzila. Some say that she got caught on a branch, and some say that an angel with the appearance of v'pinchas ben yoye came and saved her. Gavini kruz, shayar machriz v'beis hamigdash, mahay ha'ime, omda kohanim la'aveda, v'leviyim l'duchonam l'yisra l'mahmadam. Mishnah taught that Gavini was the announcer. He would make announcements in the temple saying, "Arise Kahanim for the temple service, Levim to their platform, and Yisraelim to their stand." Agrippus Hamelech Shama Koiloi ad Ches Parsois, Velasanoi Matonis Harbe. King Agrippus heard Gavini's voice 8 parsa away, which is around 20 miles away, and gave him many gifts. Ben Gever al Ni'ilas Sha'arim. Tilgum Rav Koimit the Base, Rabbi Shila, Kara Gavra Achrez Kruza. The Mishnah taught that Ben Gever was appointed over locking the gates. Rav explained the Mishnah and Yuma on Daf Chaf Madalef that in front of those of the house of Rabbi Shila, he said, Rav explained, the man called the announcer announced, meaning that the word Kara Gavra is a reference to the announcer rather than anything else. Amulei Amo Kara Tarnagoyla. The house of Rabbi Shila said to Rav, "Why don't you say that it means the rooster crowed?" Amulei Rataninan Ben Gever Islach Lameimer Bar Tarnagoyla. Rav said, "Well, our Mishnah refers to Ben Gever, could that be referring to the son of a rooster? Ben Bevai ala Pekia, Shehayah Shethe Mevayig Efer Pesidois. The Mishnah taught that Ben Bevai was appointed over the wicks, he would braid the wicks used in the Mikdash. Rabbi Yosef Shethe Al Lekufra, Bo Memanaya Alehoin Panathim Lekiblun Minhan, Al Va'ama Kaimehoin Ben Bevai ala Pekia, Roma Imze Shinethmale ala Pesidois, Zacha Lemonis Imgadeli Ador, Hatem Shatem Nethmalem Alchay Nefashois. Rabbi Yossi went to Kufra. He wanted to appoint leaders over them, but nobody accepted the job. He said to them, Ben Beva was appointed over the wicks. If he was merely appointed over the wicks and he was listed among the greatest of the generation, you who would be appointed over the lives of the people, all the more so. Ben Arza, Alad Sitzel, Kiha, Taninan, Taman, Hainif, Asagan, Usidorim, Hekish, Ben Arza, Alad Sitzel. The Mishnah taught that Ben Arza was appointed over the cymbals. This is like the Mishnah's statement that the Skan waved the sheets and Ben Arza banged the cymbals. Hugus Ben Levi Alashir. The Mishnah taught that Hugus Ben Levi was appointed over the singing. Amr of Acha Neime Seiro Haye Yodea V'Omor Alav Al Hugus Ben Levi Shai Manimes Koilai Bezeme Uksha Noyetz Koilai Beseich Piv Haye Moitse Kamimele Zeme. I call it Echava Kehanim Nivkoim Loi Barathoish. Rav Acha says that he knew, Hugus Ben Levi knew how to produce a very pleasant sound. It said about him that he could make his voice sweet. When he would insert his thumb into his mouth, he produced many types of notes, and all his brothers, the Kehanim, would be stunned. Beifkomu Ayubakiyin Barathelechem Aponim Rudi Yosei Vele Rotzel Lamed. The house of Garmu were experts in making the lechem aponim and removing it from the oven, and they didn't want to teach these skills to others. Shalchu chachomim ve'eviyu umanim melachzandria v'ayibakim b'maseh lechem aponim v'diyosa le'hayibakim. The chachomim sent for skilled bakers from Alexandria. They were experts at making the breads, but not at removing them from the oven. Beifgomo would fire the oven on the inside and remove the breads from the inside and they wouldn't spoil. The experts from Alexandria would fire the oven from the outside and remove the breads from the outside and they would spoil. When the Chachamim found out about this, they said, all that Kadosh Baruch Hu created was in His honor, as it says in Mishlei Perek Tezayin Pasuk Daled, everything Hashem created for His praise. The Chachamim sent for the house of Garmu to return to produce the Lechem Aponim, but they didn't wish until the Chachamim doubled their wage from 12 mana to 24 mana. Rabbi Yehuda Oime Choftalad Hayunoidlin Venosna Lahem Memches. Rabbi Yehuda says that they had been receiving 24 mana and they were now given 48 mana. One mana is 100 zuz. Amu Lahem Mivleima Ein Atem Ritzim Lamed. The Chachamim asked Beis Garmo, why do you not want to teach it to others? Amu Lahem Mesoyos Ubiadenu Me'avisenu, Shabbat Hazer Osili Chaev, Shlai Ilanda Achirim, Yu Oisim Kain, Lefnei Abodizar Shalahen. Beis Garmu said to the Chachamim, we have a tradition from our forefathers that this house, the Beis HaMikdash, will be destroyed. We should not teach others in order that they do not use it to serve idols. Medvorim Alolu, Mazkirin Oison, Leshavach, Shlai Yotza, Biad Benehem, Pasnekir, Oilam, Shlai Yu Oimim, Mimasilechem Aponim, Hen Oichlin. But they are remembered favorably for the following thing, that their children were never given clean bread, so that people shouldn't say that they are eating from the production of the lechem aponim. Beis Avtinas al Maaseh HaKetoris, the Mishnah said that Beis Avtinas were appointed over producing the Ketoris, the incense. Shea Beis Avtinas hayu bakiyim al Maaseh Pitum HaKetoris v'mala ha'ashan v'leirotzel lamed. Beis Avtinas were experts in producing the Ketoris mixture and causing the smoke to rise, but they didn't want to teach it to others. שאורחו והביאו אומנן מלאכסנג'ו של מצרים, ויבקין בפיתם הקטרס ובמעלה אושן, ויבקין. The Hiram sent for craftsmen from Alexandria in Egypt, who were experts in producing the Keturah mixture, but not in causing the smoke to rise. Shel beis avtinas haisa metameres v'oila kemakel, v'poisa v'yoredes, v'yat v'shel elu haisa poisa miyad. The smoke of the Keturah of beis avtinas rose straight up like a stick, and then spread out and descended. The smoke of the craftsmen would spread out immediately. Kevin sheyadu hachomim v'davar, אמרו כל מה שבא הקדוש ברוך הוא לכבידי ברא, שנאמר כל הנקרא בשמי לכבידי ברעשב וגיימה. We take out the next sentence. When the Chachamim found out about this, they said, all that הקדוש ברוך הוא created was in his honor, as it says in Yishaya, in פרק מ' גימל פסוק זיין, all that is called in my name, I created it for my honor. שלחו אחריהם ולראות סלבוי עד שכפר להם סחרן, יוד בית מנה, היונית לין ונוסן להם חוף דלת. The Chachamim sent for Beis Avtinas to return to their job, but they did not want to come until they doubled their wage from 12 mana to 24 mana. Rav Yehuda Omer, Choftad Hayu Noitlin V'Nosnim Lahem Memches, Yehuda says it had been 24, and it was doubled to 48 mana. Amru Lahem V'Flei Ma Ein Atem Roitzim Lamed. The Chachamim asked Beis Avtinas, why do you not want to teach it to others? Amru Lahem Mesoresi B'Yadeinu Ma'aviseinu Sha'abayis Hazeh Osid Lecharev, שלימוד האחרים ויהיו עושם כן לפני עבודתו שלהם. Beis Avtinas replied to the Chachamim that we have a tradition from our forefathers that this house, the Beis Mikdash, will be destroyed, so we don't teach it to others in order that it not be used to serve their idols. בדברים הללו מזכירים עושם לשבח של ילסה אישה משל אחד מהן מבוסמס מעולם, לא יעיד אלא שהיה אחד מהן נעשה אישה ממקום אחר, היה פסק אמה, המלאס שלה תסבסם, שלה יהיו עומם, ממעס פתאום הקטרס הן מספס מויס, לקיים מה שנאמר, וישם נקיים מהשם ומישראל. They are remembered favorably for the following thing. None of their wives ever went out wearing perfume, and not only that, but when one of the men of Beis Avtinas married a woman from another place, he would stipulate that she should not wear perfume. And this was so that nobody could accuse them of perfuming themselves from the spices of the Keturah. And this is in fulfillment of the Pasuk in Bamidbar, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Chof Beis, and you shall be clean before Hashem and before Yisrael. Amar Rav Yosi Pam Achas Hayisi Omed B'Yerushalayim Matzasi Tinuk Echad Mishel Beis Avtinas. Rav Yosi says, once I was standing in Yerushalayim, and I found a boy from the house of Avtinas. Amarti Lo Bani Me'ez Mishpachat. I said to him, my son, from which family are you? Amar Li Mishpachas Ploini, and he replied, I'm from such and such family, meaning Beis Avtinas. אמרתי לוי, בני אביסך, לפי שנסכבנו לרבי כבודם ולמעט כבוד שמיים, לפיכך כבודם נסמעת וכבוד שמיים נסרבה. I said to him, my son, your fathers intended to increase their honor and decrease the honor of heaven, therefore their honor was decreased and the honor of heaven was increased. אמר רבי עקיבא, סך לי שמעון בן לוגה, מלכת הייתי הסובים, אני ותינוק אחד משל בית אבטינס, וראיתי אותי שבכה וראיתי אותי ששחק. Rabbi Akiva says, Shimon ben Luga told me, I was once gathering grasses, myself and a boy from the house of Avtinas. I saw him cry and laugh. אמרתי לו, בני, למה בכית? אמר לי, על כבוד של בית אבא נשנת מעד. ולמה שחקת? אמר לי, על הכבוד המתוקן לצדיקים נעשית לבי. I said to him, my son, why did you cry? And he replied, over the honor of my father's house that has been reduced. I asked, and why did you laugh? And he replied, over the honor that is prepared for the righteous in the future. Umar Isa, Male Ashan Lenegdi, Mesi Loi Beni Arioli. I asked, and what did you see? And he replied, I saw in front of me the Male Ashan, which is the herb that causes the smoke of the Keturah to rise in a straight line. I asked him to show it to me. אמר לי, מסורס בידי מהרויסי, שלוי להרויסי לביריה. And he replied, no, Rabbi, I have a tradition for my forefathers not to show it to anyone. אמר רבי יוחנן בן נורי, שצי פגע בי סוכן אחד משל בית אבטינס, ומגלס סמונים בידי. רבי יוחנן בן נורי said, an elder of the house of Avtinas once met me, and he was holding a scroll with a list of herbs. אמר לי, רבי לשעבר היו בית אבא סנורין, והיו מויסים את המגילה, הזויס אלו לאלו, ואף שאינן בית אבא, Nemanim, Heilech the Megillah, Vizaibo. An elder said to Birchim Menui, Rebbe, in the past my father's house were discreet and they would hand this scroll from one to another. Now that my father's house are no longer trustworthy, take the scroll and be careful with it. Rebbe said that when I came and presented a story before Rebbe Akiva, his eyes flowed with tears and he said, from now we no longer need to remember them with disdain. And moving on to Amad Beis, Elazar al Pareches. Shrahim Mamuna al Oge Pareches. The Mishnah taught that Elazar was appointed over the curtain, and this means that he was appointed over those who wove the curtains. Pinchas Amalbish. Vayamalbish Bigdik Varuna Gedola. The Mishnah taught that Pinchas was the outfitter. He would fashion the vestments of the Kahanim Gedolim. Masa Bekoin Echad Jehobish Leisto. Tur Echad Venasa Vashmoina Zeruvim. Veista Ami. Once a certain coin outfitted a Roman officer, and he paid him 8 gold coins, or some say 12 gold coins. We come now to the next Mishnah. Ein prichsim meshiva amar kulin v'shleisha givboin. There are not less than 7 amar kulin, which is overseers, and 3 treasurers of the temple funds. Ve'inoisin svar la sibor pochaz mishnayim chutz ben achya sha'al choyle me'ayim. No authority is given over the community to less than 2 people, aside from Ben Achia over those with stomach ailments, and Elazar over the curtain. But since most of the public accepted them, then that was okay. And the Gemara says, Ein poichasin me gimel givborin o me zayin amar kulin. Mishnah taught there are not less than 7 amar kulin, which is overseers, and 3 treasurers of the temple funds. Tani Mishnei Katlikin Hadahu Dechsev V'yichil Vazazio V'nachas Gizboin. The Bible says that there were no less than 2 Katalikin, which are supervisors, as the Pasuk states in Divrei Yoram Beis in Perek Lamed Aleph Pasuk Yud Gimel, and Yichil, Azazio, and Nachas were the treasurers. So there are 3 treasurers. V'asail, the Yiri Mois, the Yuzeved, Valiel, Yismachio, Umachas, Venayo, Amar Kulin. And Asal, Yurimois, Yuzeved, Eliel, and Yismachio, Umachas, and Venayo were the 7 overseers. Pekidim, Miad, Kananyo, Vashimi, Achiv, Katalikin. Appointees by the hand of Kananyo and Chimi his brother, the Pasuk says, they were the 2 Katalikim, which are supervisors. Mifkad Yecheskiyo HaMelech V'Aziyo Nagid Beis Elikim HaMelech V'Kohen Gadol. Under the Pasuk says, under the watch of King Chizkiyo and Azaryo, the ruler of the house of Hashem, and that refers to the king and the high priest. Koshu Chosem Agizba Chosem V'Noisne L'Amakol Amakol Chosem V'Noisne the Katalikain, Katalikain, Chosem, Benoisna, the Kaingolo, Kaingolo, Chosem, Benoisna Melech, Benoisna Melech. When a room, or some say a bag of the treasury, was sealed for later use, the treasurer would seal it with his seal, then the overseer, then the controllers, then the Kaingolo, and finally the king. Ukshumate, Amelech, Roye, Chosmoy, Umate, Kaingolo, Roye, Chosmoy, Umate, Katalikin, Roye, Chosmoy, Umate, Amarkel, Roye, Chosmoy, Umate, Gizba, Roye, Chosmoy, Umate. When they would come to open it, first the king would come and inspect and then release his seal, and then the Kohen Gadol, and then the controller, and then the overseer, and finally the treasurer. Ein oisim svar lasibor b'mamon pachos mishnayim. A position of authority over the community is not done with less than 2 people. Rav Nachman b'shem Rav Mana al shem v'em yifuz ha-zahav v'satchilis v'ezaramon. Rav Nachman, quoting Rav Mana, said, this is as the Pasuk says in Shmois Chavches Pasuk Hey, and they shall bring the gold and the tchelis wool and the purple wool, and it says they shall bring. Ma Rabbi Shisei Chamam be Rabbi Hanina bepseder shaluchis heesh emoisha hadaru dechsev psalacha shleluchis avolim psalacha shitei apsoiles shalcha. Rabbi Chamam be Rabbi Hanina said that from the shavings of the second luchis a tablets, Moshe Rabbeinu became wealthy, as is written in Shemoth in Perek Lamadala Pasuk Aleph, carve out for yourself two tablets of stone. For yourself means as you will keep the shavings. Amar Bichanin, Machsav Shal Avonim, Taibus and Margolios, Sheba'ole, Kodesh Baruch, Ometech Aloi, Omemenu, Heshe Moshe. Bichanin says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a quarry of precious stones and diamonds under the tent of Moshe. It was from there that he became wealthy. Ksiv, Vebitu Acharei Moshe, Adboi Ha'ela. The Pasuk says in Shmoyth Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Ches, and they gazed after Moshe until he came to his tent. Two Amoraim, Chad Amar Leganai, V'chad Amar Leshevach. Two Amoraim disagreed. One said that they gazed in a way of disdain, the other said that they gazed in a way of praise. Manda Amar Leganai, Chamoin, Sakin Chamon, Karin, Chamon, Korper, Achil, Min Yodoi, V'shos Min Yodai, Kol Medilei, Mi Yodoi, Min Yodoi. The one who said that it was disdain, they said, see his thighs, see his legs, see how fleshy he is. He's eating and drinking from the property of the Jews. All that he has is from the Jews. Umanda amal shvach, b'chami sidikia, umezakia tuvia, devachas limichmei yasei. The one who said it with praise, they said, see the righteous one and be meritorious. It's a merit to see him. We come now to halacha gimel. Dalet choysamois hayu b'migdash u'kosav aleihen, egel zacha gedi v'choyte. There were four seals used as receipts in the Mikdash, and upon them were written calf, ram, kid, and sinner. Ben azay oimer, hey hayu v'aroris kosav aleihen, egel d'achar gedi choyte, dal v'choyte asher. Ben azay said there were five seals, and they were written in Aramaic, calf, ram, kid, poor sinner, and rich sinner. Egel meshamesh im niske bokor, the calf seal was used with libations for cattle, adult and young, male and female. Gedi meshamesh im niske hatzoin, gedoilim katanim zchoyim in a kevreith, chutz mishal elim. The kid seal was used with libations for small animals, sheep and goats, adult and young, male and female, except for libations of rams. Ayel meshamesh im niske elim bilvad. The ram seal was used with libations of rams alone. Chayte meshamesh im niske sholosh behemoth shomer seira. The sinner seal was used with libations of the three animals brought by a mitzvah. Mishum mevakesh nesachim hoylech loy etzal yechnon shemuna lachaysemais v'naisim leimais mekabel menu chaysem. A person who needs libation goes to Yochanan, the appointee over the seals, and he gives them money and receives from him a seal, which is a receipt. Bolay etzel achiyah shu mamuna ala nesachim, v'noisim lechoisem v'makabal v'menu nesachim. He then goes to achiyah, the appointee of the libations, and gives him the seal and receives from him the libations. La'er boyin ze, etzel ze, v'achiyah moitzi et achoisem mois v'makabal kanegdan mois. In the evening the two meet, and achiyah produces all of the seals and receives for them money from Yochanan. In Parchsei Parchsei Yishalem Yochanan Mibesai V'Maisiu Aisiu LeHekdesh Shiyad Hekdesh Al Eliyona. If there were less funds than receipts, Yochanan must pay the difference from his own personal funds. If there are more funds than seals, then Hekdesh gains, as a Hekdesh always has the upper hand. Misha Avad Chosmai Mamtinin Loi Ad Erev V'Matsai Loi K'dei Chosmai Noslin Loi. If a person lost the seal that he purchased, they wait until the evening, and if they find extra funds of the value of his seal, they give it to him. If not, they do not give it to him. The name of the day was written on the seals because of the tricksters. Gemara says, Ukaben Azai Chote Dal Lama. According to Ben Azai, what was the purpose of the poor sinner's seal? He would bring his log of oil with it, but according to Rabbanon, he brings those called kit. Nifke Rachel Ma, what are the libations of a ewe? Because the Mishnah only discussed libations of a ram or a kid. Min madataninan gedi mesharesh niske tsoin gedolim katanim tsoim ed kevris hadar niske rachel kaniske gedi echsiv kacha yase la shoa echad o la ayla echad alase beksavim o yvaizim. And fifth, from that which we learn in our Mishnah, the kid seal was used with libation for small animals, adult and young, male and female. This shows that libations of a ewe are the same as that of a kid, as the Pasuk says in Bamidbar, Petefo Pasuk Yudalev, so shall be done for the one bull or one ram or one lamb among the sheep or goats. Lashua Echad Lama, Lama Nema, Magid Chilek Ben Niske Egel Niske Shor. And the Gemara asks the question, why does it say for the one bull? It teaches that the Torah didn't differentiate between the libations of a kid and a bull. Shaya Bedin, Ben Hatsoin, Tor Nesachim, Oven Abakar, Tor Nesachim, Imadsano Shechilek Ben Niske Keves, Lenisse Ayel, Lekach, Nachleg Ben Niske Egel, Lenisse Shor. The answer is one could have made a deduction. The offspring of a sheep requires libations and so does the offspring of cattle. So as we find that the Torah differentiated between the libations of a sheep and of a ram, we should therefore also differentiate between those of a calf and those of a bull. Talmud Lomer, Kacha, Ya'aseh L'Shor Echad, Magid Shlei Chilek Ben Niske Egel L'Niske Shor. Therefore the Torah taught, so shall be done for the one bull, which instructs that it did not differentiate between those of a calf and those of a bull.